And I'm Mark Bayshore. A young actor with deep theatrical roots is starting to get noticed in Lansing. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more on Michael Boxleitner. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Michael Boxleitner is from an acting family. Get this. His father, Bruce Boxleitner, starred in the TV series The Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Right.
His mother is Melissa Gilbert, who everybody knows from Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And his stepfather is East Lansing native Timothy Busfield of 30-something in the West Wing fame. Busfield and Gilbert moved to Michigan after their wedding last year, and Michael has landed in the theater program at LCC.
I grew up around a lot of artsy people. Obviously, my mom and my dad were very into movies and stuff. They also really like to watch their own movies, little family secret. And when I was a little kid, I remember seeing my mom on the TV and just kind of being like, I want to do that. So that's kind of what got me started, and kind of what helped get my brothers started as well. My brothers Sam and Lee are in the film industry making short films. They actually just made a horror short film called Downstairs, and it was just in a horror film festival called Scream Fest, and they got a lot of praise for it, and it was really cool.
Are your brothers older than you then?
Yes, much older, yes.
Did you do any child acting? You hear so much about the whole horror story of what it can be like to be a child actor. Your mom, of course, was a child actor. Did you do acting, even if not in TV and movies, maybe on stage in Los Angeles?
Not a lot, but when I was 13, I went on a national musical tour with my mom. I went on Little House on the Prairie, the musical, the tour. I went as Willie Olson for about a year.
Oh, so. You played Willie?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So you've lived in Lansing less than a year.
Yeah.
One question I think a lot of people would find interesting is that even though you moved to Michigan, one has to think you could have gone anywhere to go to college.
Right.
Would that be correct, first of all? You could have gone pretty much anywhere you wanted to go?
Pretty much, yes.
So why Lansing Community College? I don't mean to cast dispersions on LCC, but
right.
Why LCC?
Well, originally when I moved here, I actually didn't really graduate from high school, so because of personal issues and stuff like that, and I ended up getting my GED, and after that I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So one day I was in Chicago with my mom and Tim, because Tim was producing a TV show there, and we were in a diner, and he said, hey, so what do you want to do with your future, like what are you planning on doing? And I said, I have no idea, I don't know what I want to do. And he told me about LCC and about how he performed a show here long ago, and he said it has a great program, a great studio program, you learn so much and you make a lot of friends and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what, sure, I'll give it a try. And I kind of really just said that so we wouldn't have to talk about it later. So I could just put it off. And then all of a sudden, like a couple weeks later, I was moved into my own apartment in East Lansing, and it just became so suddenly real. And it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made.
So you're a freshman?
Yes. Nah, I guess a sophomore now, actually.
Okay. All right. And you've already done some acting.
Yes.
Here at LCC. Before we talk about the upcoming show, tell me about the show you were just in.
The show I was just in was called Animals Out of Paper. It was a little black box show, and it was one of the best shows I've ever been in as an actor. It really, really, really challenged me to do a lot of stuff that I never thought I'd ever have to do. It really challenged my, like, hardwired acting brain to step outside my comfort zone and really embrace my character, Andy. And it was a three-person show, so there's only three of us on stage, and it's incredibly intimate and intense, and it rips your heart to shreds.
And so starting this weekend, you're in a room with a view.
Yes.
And the lead role, correct?
Yes, yes.
Tell us, for the benefit of listeners who aren't familiar with the story, what's A Room with a View about?
Let's see, it's long. I play a character named George Emerson, and this takes place in about like the 1920s in London, England, and it follows the story of a woman named Lucy Honeychurch. She's about like 20 in the show, I believe, and it's basically following her life. It basically follows the struggles of like women back then, and you know how life was much different then compared to now, and how much more strict things were, and how more freeing things are now in society today. And I play a character named George Emerson, who is kind of a strange guy. He He's very depressed in the beginning of the show because he feels guilty for his mother's death. And he and his father are middle class, and Lucy and her family and everyone that she knows are much higher class. And they end up falling in love. But she ends up denying it, and she ends up going to marry some guy named Cecil, who's another wealthy man, but he's also kind of a douchebag. And one thing leads to another, and it's just this crazy love triangle thing. And it has kind of like undertones to it all. Like some characters are have some gay undertones to themselves, but due to the way society was back then, it wasn't really acceptable to be that way. So it kind of shows that struggle in a way of what had to happen during those times. And it's a very intense, and it's hilarious. It's a hilarious show. There's actually a nude scene with me and my two friends, Boris Nikolovsky and Ian Whip, and we run around on stage naked. So if you're interested in that, you're more than welcome to come see it.
Well, gee, some will regret that this is a radio interview rather than a television interview, I suppose. I was going to ask you about the nude scene and the degree to which you're finding that to be comfortable or uncomfortable to do.
We are completely naked. There's no hiding anything. In the beginning, when we found out that we had to be naked during auditions, or when we did get the roles, we were kind of skeptical on the whole thing. We were like, how much nudity will there be? Are we going to be completely naked? Are people going to see things they don't want to see? That kind of stuff. Are we comfortable with it? And after a while, during rehearsals, one by one, we would just like strip layers of clothes for the scene. And then eventually we have the blocking down now, and we have run the scene a couple times fully nude. And it is absolutely hilarious. And to be honest, it's actually kind of fun to do. It's like it's like being a kid again, almost, like running around the living room naked. But this time you're just on stage and people are watching you. But it's very interesting to get used to in the beginning, that's for sure.
In general, you hear about actors and actresses taking one approach or the other with their children, either encouraging them to go into the theater and acting and TV and films and so on, or taking the complete opposite approach of whatever you do, don't go into acting. You apparently have the support of your family in doing this.
Yes.
Along with being supportive, what kind of advice are you getting from your mom and your dad and your stepdad?
Really just put as much effort into anything that you can possibly do. Just put in 110%, do what you're told, don't talk back to the director, stuff like that. Really just give it your all, and as long as you're having fun with it, that's all that really matters.
So do you feel as though you have found your calling, so to speak, in acting?
Yes, absolutely. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. It's really fun. You know, you get to be all these different people. And, you know, so a lot of people say that, you know, acting is really intense, and, you know, you have to really devote yourself to the shows that you're in, whether you're on TV or in a movie or on stage. You really have to devote yourself and become these characters, which, you know, is true. And, you know, you have to put a lot of effort into it. But in reality, it's just a giant game of pretend. And people just come get to watch you have fun. And you meet so many amazing people who have the same interests as you because they're doing the same exact thing as you. And it really is life-changing. And it's just a fantastic thing to do. And it really opens your eyes to a lot of things that you normally wouldn't see. You become a much nicer human being throughout the whole process. In a way, you get to, you know, along with becoming these other characters, you really get to know yourself. And I think that's the best part about it, really.
Are you encouraged by getting the leads in these shows so early on in your time here at LCC?
Yes. Well, I mean, not all of it was really on purpose. For example, Animals Out of Paper auditions, I didn't even know they really existed. I didn't know the show was even having auditions. Boris, who played Suresh, we were hanging out one day during auditions, and he said, "Hey, do you wanna go to these auditions that the director Deb told us about?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I'll think about it." And the auditions were at 5, and it's like 4:30, and I was like, "You know what? Let's go. Like, I'll try it." I was terrified because I hadn't read the script or anything. I didn't know if it was a cold read or not, so I didn't really feel like I'd get the part. And, you know, it's only 3 roles, so chances were very slim. And I end up getting there, and I see, a lot of my friends there, and you know, we see a lot of people audition, and then I go in and I read the sides for my character Andy, and Deb really seemed to like it, and she laughed a lot, and I'm waiting outside in the hall waiting to hear if I can be let go or not. And Deb calls me in and says, hey, Michael, can we call you in? Can I have you in here? Because I want to talk about, like, scheduling conflicts or anything like that. And she had previously told us that she was going to message us on Facebook whether we got the roles or not. So we get in there, and I notice Monica Tanner, the woman who played Alana, and Boris are standing there. And she walks up to Boris and I, hands us both scripts. And she's like, I'm really excited about this. And Boris and I just kind of stand there for a second, like, okay, and it didn't really hit us that we got cast in the show until we exited the building. We're like, oh my god, like we were freaking out about it. So I mean, in reality, it was completely just on a whim that this ended up happening. Same thing with Room of the View. I was still currently in rehearsals for Animals Out of Paper when auditions for Room of the View were going on, and I was still debating whether I should audition for the show at all, because I didn't want to have myself swamped, you know, doing two shows at once. And I ended up originally going in there just to be with my friends, just to, you know, cheer them on and, you know, really get them through auditions and provide moral support. And then Andy ended up having me read for George on the first day of auditions. And so I was like, I mean, I'm here, might as well, right? And I thought I was really just reading the role for George so he could audition other people. And then the second day of auditions came up and he had me read for George again with more people. And then I ended up getting cast as George. I don't regret a single decision that I've made. I'm really happy that I did get cast in the role. It was all worth it, and I'm very excited about the show.
Michael Boxleitner has the lead role in LCC's production of A Room with a View this weekend and next at Dart Auditorium. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.